when he too had undergone blessed martyrdom and died in the cauldron into which he had been thrown. The seventh, the youngest of all, came forward, whom the tyrant pitying, though he had been dreadfully reproached by his kindred, seeing him already encompassed with chains, had him brought nearer and endeavored to counsel him, saying, "You see the end of the madness of your kindred, for they have died in torture through disobedient. Having been miserably tormented, will you obey, you will be my friend, and have a charge over the affairs of the kingdom." "What if you obey? You obey a bicordia up very." Having thus exhorted him, he sent for the boy's mother, that by showing compassion to her for the loss of so many sons, he might incline her through the hope of safety to make the survivor obedient. He, after his mother had urged him on in the Hebrew tongue, as we will soon relate, said, "Release me that I may speak to the king and all his friends." They, rejoicing exceedingly at the promise of the youth, quickly let him go. He, running up to the pans, said, "Impious tyrant and most blasphemous man, were you not ashamed, having received Cablibrugdeenth? Harby Birdie, good jowls. Therefore, the divine vengeance is reserving you for eternal fire and torments, which will cling to you for Ibel one. Weren't you ashamed, man, as you are samed, man as you are, yet most savage, to cut out the tongues of men of like feeling and origin, and having thus abused to torture them? But they, bravely dying, fulfilled their religion toward God. But you will groan as you deserve for having slain without cause the champions of virtue. Therefore," he continued, "I myself, being about to die, will not forsake, but jewel, but by yet thee, but a quite thy, my grace, say he died to bagwell."